At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Speaking of restaurants, you know who the new face of Cracker Barrel is?
The new face of Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney.
No, not male
or female?
It's a male.
Jordan Davis.
Yes.
Yes, I love it.
Oh, it's great.
I love being a Cracker Barrel, man.
I know. There's not enough around us. I feel like you got to take a road trip.
We have diners and stuff here.
Yeah, I know, but I'd love to just have a Cracker Barrel around. You know, just 20 minutes away, Cracker Barrel.
Al, how close is Cracker Barrel to us?
I think you've got to go south.
Yeah, the one I would go to is the one in Kentucky, just south of Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's a long way to go from
out
here.
Yeah, well, I used to have a sporting clay event out there.
Oh, okay.
I'd be happy I haven't dragged you out there for that.
Why? It sounds like fun.
It was great, but it was always hot, muggy, and we'd always stop at a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, so he's doing the whole thing.
Some shopping and everything.
He's at the table, you know, and he's dipping his chips into some sort of thing. He's like, get even more Cracker Barrel. And then they'd show like that little thing with that game that they have at Cracker Barrel with the tees that you got to use or whatever. They show that. And then he finishes the commercial finishes up with him on the porch in the rocking chair, you know?
Yeah.
And he says the same thing. I get even more at Cracker Barrel.
He sounds like Phil Simms.
Even more Cracker Barrel.
There's one in North Arlington, New Jersey, apparently.
There is.
Yeah.
I see locations.
But it's funny, like in these commercials, they always
find a Cracker Barrel.
They always feel like the he's got like a table of people that he's with, and like in every commercial these days, I feel like all these corporations try to make sure that table is filled with every race imaginable, you know, to just like make sure everybody's represented. It also was like it looked like Jordan Davis was at the head
United
of the
Nations.
Table.
Right,
he just took the words right out of my mouth, like he was giving a speech at the UN.
Wow.
Even
more Cracker Barrel. Well, you got one up in Milford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
This sounds like an upstate thing to me. You know what I mean? Like, you'd find this up in the Catskills.
Somewhere in there, Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, there's none. There's none in New York. Well, then again, they probably hate the New York business policies. They suck.
What a missed opportunity for nowhere land upstate New York.
You got, let's see. We got one in Mount Holly. You said Mount Holly, right?
North Arlington.
There's one in Fishkill.
Okay. What's the one right there with the star next to it? The closest one. That's North Arlington.
That's Mount Arlington.
Okay.
And then there's one in Clinton. There's a few of them in Jersey.
That's 34 miles away from here.
And New Jersey is known for its diners. That's kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, but I mean, Cracker Barrel's a different thing.
Yeah, but Jersey's...
That country fried steak.
Jersey is a diner state.
They got the country store. You can grab some stuff in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Some nuts, some potpourri, you know?
There's a bunch of Cracker Barrels down in South Jersey.
Sit on that porch with the rocking chair. It's a different type of thing than a diner experience.
Huh.
But Jordan does a great job in this Cracker Barrel commercial.
That's great.
That's made me want to go to Cracker Barrel. I'm sure it's going to make a lot of people want to go to Cracker Barrel.
Do you think that we can get, like, a card or something that he has?
What do you mean, like a Cracker Barrel VIP situation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's just started this relationship with them, so I'm not sure if I want to push it, you know, and he's giving all his friends free Cracker Barrel.
Does he have Cracker Barrel lyrics in any of his songs, like the Applebee's guy?
No. Who disappeared totally. Yeah. I mean, that guy hasn't put a song out since. I don't know what the hell happened
to
him.
That's a one-hit wonder right there.
He had two of them. He had two songs.
Like
and then
Milli Vanilli.
Gone. Yeah. No, I don't think he maybe in his new album that just came out, Jordan, but no, I haven't heard all the songs yet.
You think a Cracker Barrel would go over in Sable? I think it would definitely go over in Sable.
Well, hell, there's still a Friendly's in Sable.
Well, there's a Friendly's in East Islip too.
You sure that one's still there?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so our South Shore brethren love an old chain like that. Cracker Barrel could survive.
They're not that old. They're not as old as Friendly's, are they?
I'm not sure.
I think Friendly's is older because they were around when I was a kid.
Yeah, you like throw a Cracker Barrel like in the same shopping center as a Target. Throw that in there. I think it'll work.
You think this? I don't think they
do standalones. Yeah,
I think they do.
Standalones. Yeah, somewhere on Sunrise Highway Service Road, Cracker Barrel. And you know how much business they do with people going out Sunrise Highway.
You know where they should have
going out east in the summer.
You know Hampton Bays when you get off of. The LI, you know, off Sunrise Highway, and you go south to Montauk Highway. Mm-hmm. There's the Hampton Diner that's always there.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
That would have been a great place for a Cracker Barrel. I don't know what, I think they're knocking that place down.
They are. It's closed, yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, no, that's been
that
it's
would
been
have
closed.
Been a great place for a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, sure. No, I agree.
I think the land acquisition cost probably would be a lot.
Especially you're talking to Hamptons. I mean, you grab something on,
there's
you know.
There's an old Pier 1 Imports on Montauk Highway. Heading into the Hamptons. I think it's in Southampton.
Yeah.
It's been sitting there empty. It'd be a great ice rink, I think, but probably couldn't make the money to justify the cost.
Yeah, you need to put it somewhere on Sunrise Highway that wouldn't be as expensive real estate for people that are driving out east to the Hamptons. That's like a halfway point
stop. How about
stop?
Up on the LIE where they're putting all the, you know, where they're putting all the warehousing?
Where's that?
Everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Is that what they're building?
They're building million foot space warehousing.
Yeah, I want to be in one of these Cracker Barrel meetings where they decide where to put these things. I'd love to know, like this is the place where we're going to drop another Cracker Barrel on it. Like, have they talked about Suffolk County? Have they talked about Nassau County?
Again, like I'm not so sure. Well, I would think. Well, we know Suffolk and Nassau for sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's more of a Suffolk chain than it would be a Nassau chain.
What about like Mastic Shirley? Pump one right there.
How about Quorum?
Quorum.
Yeah.
Can you see a Cracker Barrel in Quorum?
I can see a Cracker Barrel.
It's got to be really close to one of the highways.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Really close, yeah.
You know, you got, how about right Calverton?
A lot of
stuff happening in Calverton.
You know what I would do?
What would you do?
I'd plop a Cracker Barrel down right next to Jake's 58. You want to talk about a little combo spot there. You kidding me?
Yeah, well, I think Jake's 58 would fight that.
Why?
Because they're selling their own food. They don't want something else right next to it.
There's a Starbucks right next to it.
One of my high school buddies runs the place. We can call him.
Well, I don't think they'd be upset. You can't go in there and like play roulette at a Cracker Barrel.
Right. I mean, how about Cinema Riches?
Yeah.
Right off the Sunrise Highway.
Well, their headquarters are outside of Nashville, so next time you're there with Jordan, just pop on over.
See, that's
get in
what
a
happens.
Meeting.
Somebody in Nashville
they're
loves
a,
Jordan.
They're at a party or something.
They would
like to get you in one of the commercials. Even more at Cracker Barrel. You got to watch it. I'll show it to you in the break.
Okay.
It's hilarious, especially when he's sitting at the table. He's at the head of the table. Hey, everybody got your biscuits? All right.
No matter why your clients give,
Their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.